Yo.
Yo.
Let's go.
Sko here?
Yeah, yep. I'm in here.
What's up, Sko?
Chilling, man. What's up?
I'm tired, bro. I'm really tired. Man.
I was about to take a nap.
Niggas is tired doing nothing.
Nah, for real, though. That's what it is, though, because if I was doing something, I wouldn't be tired.
Yeah.
If I was doing something, I wouldn't be tired.
I'm tired of being bored.
Bro, I was actually saying that to my girl earlier today, like, this must be how unemployed people are, like, literally just get up and just do nothing. Like, fam, I'm doing nothing. It's horrible.
Hey, yo.
Hey, sit around.
You start thinking about life. Like, yo, what am I doing?
No, really. Like, I'm questioning myself.
Sit around, beat your meat. You good.
I see what type of podcast this is going to be. I see what type of time he's on.
Wow, right there. Then you're going to get bored of that, too, though.
Eventually. Yeah. Hey, man. Where we at, man? What are we talking about? What's going on? We get to the Roni first?
Fuck the Roni, bro. I'm tired of talking about that shit.
Yeah? Harvey Weinstein got it.
Yo, I don't give a fuck. Nigga going... Yo, he going to infect the whole fucking prison. That shit funny as hell.
I gotta be on the first episode when this is over with.
Yo.
That episode gonna be lit.
Yo, when the curfew I lift it, fam, I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna do, but
it's gonna be lit. You got a curfew there now?
Yeah, we do now. But
what time?
I forgot the time. Like, he just did it today, like a few hours. Okay. But I mean, all this stuff has already been in place. He just like officially did it, so it was like, I mean, it don't make it or break me. Like, it ain't no big deal.
Yeah. We got stay at home. It's going into place on Monday.
Man. A what?
This shit, people not even gonna listen,
like,
bro.
It's like stay at home, like, it's making people, like, stay at home unless you got work or you going to the grocery store or something.
Bro, yeah. Niggas don't, they not gonna listen, bro. Did you see the video of them in California playing basketball? Them niggas don't give a fuck. Yeah, they don't care, bro. People not gonna stop living their lives over this stupid ass shit. Which is why I don't understand. Like, I get everybody wants to be preventative and this, that, and the third, but come on, bro. Like, that's not gonna stop niggas from getting it. It's not. Like, yeah. I don't care. Call me ignorant or whatever. It's not gonna stop nothing. I really think all this shit got escalated because of Rudy Gobert. I'm gonna dial that. Listen. If none of these NBA players got it, none of these niggas would be doing none of this shit. No fucking sports would have been canceled. The tournaments would have still went on. All that shit. They seen him get it and was like,
but they would have probably got it eventually.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
I don't care.
I mean, people was gonna get it eventually.
Two more weeks, bro.
I honestly think that this is going to last well into June, at the least.
I think by that time, they're going to figure, like, bro, like, you can't keep this stay-at-home order forever. They're going to be like, you know what? They'll start slowly but surely lifting, like, some of the stay-at-home orders. Like, they're going to open the fucking barbers and shit back up. Like, you can't keep this shit like this for months. Hell nah. I give this shit a month.
You give it a month?
I give it a month. By May, this shit, niggas gonna be back to doing whatever they want. May.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. Like, I honestly think that eventually people are gonna get tired of it, but I think that they're still gonna try to enforce it, and then we will we'll start seeing people get arrested.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be wild, bro. For real.
At the end of the day, bro, Trump's sending a check over, and
check this out.
I ain't gonna say nothing crazy.
Get robbed for their check, cause you know.
Yo.
How you gonna go cash your check? They only gonna let you out to cash your check, so people gonna know when to be outside.
Yo, that's what don't make sense either though. Like, how the fuck is that gonna work?
Yeah, people
was happy that Bernie was saying like, oh, 2000. He can't enforce shit right now. He ain't no fucking president. The fuck are y'all so happy about what he's saying? Like. what he's saying doesn't matter at all. He's just trying to make it sound.
The votes.
Yeah, like, oh, if it were me, I would do this. Like, of course he's going to say some shit like that. Like, I don't understand why everybody's like, oh, man, Trump better respond. Respond to what? That nigga is not, he don't have nothing to respond for. Fuck that shit.
That old nigga out here pandering young people.
Yo, the nigga was on DJ Nice fucking Instagram Live yesterday. Talking about was great really? Music. He said great music. With
oh, God.
Wow. Go home, Roger.
Oh, God.
Bro, it was actually, you know what's crazy? It was him and Joe Biden. They were both in the Instagram Live. Like, not
oh, trying. Brother.
Like, somebody on that team probably hit them up like, yo, this IG Live is going up right now. This is everybody. Yeah, we got to pop in. It's
100K people here. Y'all better hurry up and make your presence known. Like,
yeah.
Fuck, that shit corny as hell. I couldn't imagine Trump doing no corny ass shit like that, yo.
Yeah, like, Trump just talk his shit. He don't give a fuck what you talking about.
He be like, I hate Nick. I'm deporting Mexicans. I'm building the wall. Deport for me.
What he say? China. That shit was wild, yo.
Yo, niggas was calling it the Kung Flu, bro.
Yeah, oh, yeah, cool. That was crazy.
That's crazy.
That was crazy.
Come on, bro. Y'all know y'all want to laugh. It's a podcast, wild, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I first heard that. Niggas was bust out laughing, for real. Because niggas is ignorant.
Me too.
Niggas is ignorant.
Yeah. I got nothing for that. yeah, looking at... Going to Trump's Twitter and just reading is crazy.
The Chinese virus. That nigga is
Nuts. Going crazy. They're talking about canceling the Olympics, or not canceling, but postponing the Olympics, which I think is going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen. I would assume.
Yeah,
so.
I think. Yeah, I think that's unavoidable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think the NBA is going to start back up. I don't think the NBA is starting back up, bro. This canceled.
No,
it's over.
I think it's done. Over. It's done. It's over.
Fam, niggas still getting it. Like, dude from, like, Marcus Smart got it. KD got it. Like, come on, bro. They ain't going to announce who the Lakers players are. If it's Bron, bro, niggas is not. No. Nobody's going to know. What I hate is that people is acting like this shit is like, well, for the younger people, it's like a life-threatening ass disease or something. Like, when the rich people get it, it's like, okay, like, y'all good still, because y'all gonna get the best treatment there is. So, I don't know why this is, like, breaking news. Oh, man, he has it? Oh, my God, what are we gonna do now? I don't give a fuck, honestly, if it's somebody that's, like, rich. Like, Tom Hanks, that nigga is fine. He's okay. He's gonna be okay. Like,
he's like a diabetic, though.
Again, he's gonna be okay. All the rich people are gonna be fine if they get it, for real.
Sure.
Then it's like, okay. I don't know. Maybe I'm just stupid as fuck, or just being ignorant. But I don't give a fuck.
If this virus has another side to it, that's gonna be some wild shit.
Yeah. See.
Like, if the people that stand like, oh, I'm fine, if they turn to ill. Then that's gonna be some spooky shit.
No, see, yo, I read an article that said this in China. This lady was in the hospital. She came back. She was good, right? So she had it. She was beat up. She came back. So she was smooth. And then the joint came back. And then she died.
Man, I think she probably went around the same fucking people that had it before.
Yeah, she probably did.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what happened, buddy.
Man, I don't think she got healed. She got healed and was like, oh, man, I'm fine. And then got around nobody else that had it. And then just randomly just got it again and died. Fuck that.
I'm just telling you what happened.
Yeah, that's why I said fuck talking about this virus, because it just pisses me all your time. And then you got stupid ass people that's still buying up all the fucking tissue for no reason at all. Like,
yo, that's crazy.
Bro, we went to the store the other day. And it was like, what the fuck? Like, all the tissue is gone. It was like 79-cent tissue. I ain't gonna lie. That shit worked, my nigga. I got about 16 rolls of that shit. But
oh, that's probably a one-ply joint, too. That shit tearing your booty hole up. I bet.
Nah. No. No lie. That shit.
That shit tearing his cheeks up.
Nah, that shit feel good. No lie. Wow.
Yeah. I think it's a 79 cent. That shit like feel like sandpaper.
No. Ain't like the cheap shit you get at like the in the, like the schools and shit. Like I don't know if y'all ever took a doo-doo at school, but that toilet paper hurt. Not this toilet paper. it's like a little step down from Quilted Northern. Like we good. Double sheeted everything. We fine. The only difference is that the rolls aren't that big. That's probably why they're so cheap. But who cares? Yeah. That shit worked.
This Roni shit is definitely getting crazy. Rudy Gobert tweeted something. You want to see something?
He say he losing his smell and taste. That's part of it. Fuck that nigga. Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn, well, yes, he did it.
He just tweeted it. He said, just to give you guys an update, loss of smell and taste is definitely one of the symptoms. Haven't been able to smell anything for the last 4 days. Anyone experiencing the same thing?
Yeah. He said loss of what?
Taste and smell.
Oh, taste and smell.
Yeah.
Yo.
This corona shit is definitely weird. And
it's just the flu, bro. It's just the flu.
I ain't gonna say that.
Bro. Hey, man, I don't know what it is.
It's the flu. It's nothing but
the flu, bro. I don't know what it is, but I ain't trying to find out.
Niggas die from the flu every day, bro. Like, it is what it is, bro. Fuck that shit. Anyway.
Well.
I'll go catch that shit right now.
Before we get into the topic.
Let a nigga sneeze in my face, catch that shit, and heal from it in 3 days. I'll be good.
Oh.
Take a little cough syrup. Yeah. I'm good, nigga.
I honestly hope that he get it so that he can find out that shit ain't no game.
Nigga got to step out the chat when he got to get it, man.
Y'all know
about
it.
Nah.
I'll disappear for a minute if I actually had it.
Oh, yeah.
When I see a nigga
TJ's
that's
still waiting on his results.
No, he said he ain't get it.
Oh shit,
I'm
he has strep throat, yeah.
Oh.
At the end of the day, bro, listen. When I see a nigga that has like no like pre-existing conditions and is under 50 years old and dies from it, then I'll worry about it. Like actually
all right.
takes a toll on their bodies. Not just gets it, like actually it takes a toll. Like not though I'm asymptomatic.
Yeah, that asymptomatic shit is definitely weird because it's like you could pass it on to somebody and it could affect their bodies totally different. Like they could die. You know what I mean? That shit is crazy.
Yeah, that shit wow.
Man, you know what that sounds like?
Don't do it.
The fucking flu. Anyway.
Oh.
Nigga thought I was gonna say AIDS or something.
Yeah, that's why I don't know what you was gonna say.
Man, I ain't got no AIDS,
bro.
Somebody
got their TV loud. Yo, Idris Elba on IG Live right now.
He probably saying he healed from that shit.
He told
I'm good. Yeah. He said, I'm healed. Yeah, what if the niggas getting paid to say they got it?
That would be wild.
That would be wild, and we definitely wouldn't know about it.
Trying to get niggas to hide. To listen and stay in the crib. That shit crazy.
Before we start on the topics real quick, my lady brought to my attention that I get on the pod and I might say inappropriate things sometimes. And I wanna apologize if my lady felt any way about it. She ain't with me, so she gonna hear this later, but real soon. Yeah, just you know, she don't feel right about it, so I gotta apologize.
Doghouse,
nah, I ain't in the doghouse, but
I ain't gonna lie. I'm happy this happened, cause you know what? I've been seeing this coming months ago.
I wanna hear the thing she was offended by.
I didn't ask her that.
All the times I would say, bro, your girl is going to kill you. I've said that at least 10 times on this pod since you got a girl.
Hey, like, dog, but why you gotta say it, though?
Eventually, she was gonna be like, bro, what the fuck is you wilding for? You got a fucking girlfriend.
All right, but check this out. Why are you trying to be on her side? I'm gonna edit this. But anyways.
No, I am on her side. I ain't gonna lie, I am on her side.
But
nigga don't wanna hear me talk. Wow, niggas ain't even gonna congratulate me or nothing.
Hold on, dog. I ain't done.
Bro, you was about to let the whole pod go without even saying anything. That's crazy.
Dog, we have to get to the Ronies.
Fuck the Ronies.
Like I said, I apologize to my baby. I'm sorry. Reek, congratulations, yo. Dog. Real shit. Congratulations, bro. I'm happy for you.
Jaden on the way.
Jaden yes, on sir. The way. Yep.
Gotta be fucked up. I am not giving no baby no damn light skin name. I already told my bro. I said, yo, that Jaden, Caden, all that shit, it ain't happening. Like, this is not happening. She was like, I understand. And I was surprised, actually, because you know how most white women name their babies shit like that.
Wow, most white yep.
women. That's a fact.
Nah, yeah, nah, he right. He right.
My little
right.
cousin, right? My little cousin, he's mixed, and his name is Jaden.
Exactly. That just proves my yeah. point, bro. You know, it's so many niggas named Jaden that's mixed. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I don't know not one dark-skinned nigga named Jaden.
Right. Or white. They all light skin.
Or white.
It's like the yeah, it's like the one, it's like the one name that bring black and white together.
Yeah, that's a fact. Jaden. So yeah, congrats. Have y'all thought of a name yet?
A girl name, yeah. Not a boy name necessarily.
What do you want? You man, want a boy.
I want a boy.
Yeah.
I want a boy, yes, but sir. The thing. The fact of the matter is, like, boys run really heavy in my family and hers. So, yeah, more than likely it's going to be a boy. But I got some weird feeling it's going to be, like, twins or some shit. I really do just have this weird feeling. But
man, I kill myself, dog. I don't know if I can prepare for two at the same time.
Man, honestly.
That's tough.
I'd be okay if it was twins. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just wired different than most, like, kids. Or not kids, but wired differently than most, like, younger people. But I'm completely okay with having twins.
Man, that twin shit is different, dog.
It'll be a pain to start off with, but I feel like it'll be the same shit. One baby. Like,
niggas never getting to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, that's gonna happen with just one baby. Like, I don't know.
Nah, imagine you put one baby down and the other baby start crying, and then you gotta pick that baby up and that baby waiting for the other baby back up, dog. You're gonna be like, what the fuck?
Fuck that.
Before the baby's born, I'm gonna hit on a parlay and then hire a mate, so I ain't got nothing to worry about. We good.
I'm all with you.
Alright, bet. That's if we get sports back in time.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
The estimate is that it's due in November. So if sports ain't back by then, niggas gotta die. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think this season is done. This NBA season's finished. Yeah, I don't know about any other sport, but
yeah, that's finished. Baseball might be just like shortened.
Baseball will definitely be shortened.
There's no way to go completely without baseball. That's just not happening.
I don't see that either. Or football.
Yeah. NFL, that shit probably, it don't even matter. That shit probably end up starting on the exact day it's supposed to.
Yo, who's what is that?
Sko.
That's my TV, yo. Y'all wildin'. Hold on.
It got like progressively louder, like as we kept recording. I said, what the hell?
Let's see. Where are we at? We talked about the Roni. We talked about basketball real quick. Speaking of basketball, y'all saw what happened to Jamal Murray?
Yeah, that nigga was wilding, yo.
Yeah, he was bugging. Why would you? Man, I don't understand how you do that, yo. I don't understand. Like on
he said Yo, he said he got hacked, bro. Like, how the fuck do you get hacked? Like, get the fuck out of here. Well, somebody hacked your iMessage, bro, and, like, put that on your Instagram, the nigga? Like, come on, man. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, he ain't get hacked. He definitely ain't get hacked.
Yeah, he definitely did that shit on his own. Like, it's like, bro, just say you were trying to start OnlyFans while the NBA ain't going. Like, it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why dudes use that "I was hacked" excuse. Like, that don't work no more, dog. That is
And then she's tweeting, if you have the video deleted, like
bitch, that shit is everywhere.
You could have just been quiet and not said anything.
Yeah.
Like, you
attention upon yourself, like, bro, that shit is already on Pornhub and everything. Like, you're not getting that deleted.
What the fuck is that?
Zeus, go to bed. Go to bed.
Yo, I can't wait till we talk about this Chris Benoit thing. That shit's amazing.
Oh shit, you wanna know what? Fuck Jamal Murray. Dog, Reek, did you see that Chris Benoit documentary, like the first part?
No, I haven't even seen it.
Dog, you have to watch it. Right, bruh, as soon as we get off this joint, fam, like as soon as we get off.
It's fire?
Bro, it's very fire, bro. I'm
fire.
We need that part two, like right now.
Part two come Tuesday, I'm pretty sure. That's what somebody in my mention said.
Oh yeah, she did.
How long is part one?
Like 45 minutes. Light. Oh shit. Light. It go by quick. It's super light. Okay. Bro, that shit is crazy. Like,
yeah, that
they get into everything. Like they did a really good job. They left nothing out. Yeah, they left nothing out, and they got everybody. They got everybody talking about this shit. So
the wild part is he stole that nigga girl. Like the.
Nah, don't spoil it. We get in here because I hopefully part two is the last part, and then we could just come in here and talk about the whole shit, but. Yo, Reed, as soon as we get off this joint, dog, you have to check that shit out, for real. You have to.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
That shit is so good. We could actually get into TV shows and shit for a little bit, because there's literally nothing to talk about. Javen put me on to a show called The Platform.
What the fuck is that? And it's got to be some, like, fruity shit going on if Javen
puts Nah. Ain't no fruity shit. This shit is death, nigga. It's about this dude, and it's like you know how like if you go to like a really big staircase, like say you're like at an apartment and you know like the big staircase and you can see down the whole shit, you can see like the floor, like the whole joint.
Yeah.
So it's like that, but there's levels. So it's level one, level two, level three, or four, and then in the middle of the floor there's a rectangle. And in the rectangle, it's a platform, and on the little thing, like something comes through the holes, and it's a thing of food. And the dude, so the number one gets to the first floor, the top gets to eat the best, and then the ones at the bottom get to eat everybody leftovers. So. He's trying to figure out.
This sounds insane.
Yo, listen, bro. It sounds nuts. And when you first turn it on, you're going to be like, dog, this shit is trash. But you got to keep watching it. Bro, that shit is good. Like, I swear to God, it's good. Like, me and my girl watching that shit was good.
Okay.
It's like an hour and some change. Bro, I swear, it's real good. Like the niggas is like eating each other's shit. Like, bro, it's crazy. I swear to God, y'all got to watch that shit.
Yo.
Niggas is eating each other's shit, huh?
Yo, my girl.
No, not each other, Dookie.
Yo, what is that, human centipede? What the fuck are you watching?
Oh yeah, nah. I ain't on that type of time. Fuck that. I ain't on that type of time. They eating Dookie. This ain't that.
Yo, trust me. My girl had me watching this movie called like Mother. It's came out in 2017 with Jennifer Lawrence, and it's a movie about this lady. It was like I caught like the middle part. And, like, in the movie, it's, like, her and her husband moved to the country or whatever. And these people, What the hell is that?
A giant, bro. God damn.
What happens?
Yo, shit. Yo,
what happens?
Yo, Mike.
Oh, my fault. I didn't move for a second, so.
Yo,
am
anyway,
I good now?
Yeah, you're good now.
Her and her husband. Her and her husband like moved to the country, and then these people like were like.
Oh.
I heard that one.
Yo, her and her husband, like these people were praising her husband like he was a god, but he's like a poet, but they was treating him like God. And like he would invite them to their home, and the wife wouldn't know, and she'd be like, "What are you guys like doing in my house or whatever?" But it was like, it's a movie like based off like, what if it wasn't no god, and what if it wasn't no like right or wrong, and people like was coming in her house, like painting her house.
Oh,
she was
shit.
Like, "What are you doing?" And they was like, "We're just painting this." She'll tell them to stop, and then they'll stop, and then she'll turn it back. She'll turn her back and they'll start back doing it. And then it's like one part, like these one people were like sitting on a sink and they were talking. She was like, "Please get off the sink." She was like, "Okay." She got off the sink. She turned her back and then they got right back on the sink and they like broke it.
What's the name of it?
It's called Mother. It's like, I don't know. I was just watching it on TV this morning. And then like my girl told me this one part, like she was pregnant the whole time. So, like, in her house, like, it's like a military raid, and, like, people are setting her house on fire. It's like a big house, but you have to watch it. Like, you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Reek, add Tony in here real quick. But yeah, nah, that shit sounds crazy. Is it on Netflix or something?
I got to find out what it's on, but it was on, like, regular TV this morning, so I was watching.
Oh, okay.
Like, my girl told me this one part was, like, she's pregnant, but like she has a baby, and then the people like take the baby and like crowd surf the baby, and the baby neck breaks, and then
damn,
and then like once she gets back to her baby, they're like eating it.
Oh, that sound like my shit. I'm gonna have to tune in.
Where's Rike? He's okay.
He's going to go. He's adding Tori into this because Tori said send a link.
Tori,
yeah. Yo, Tori, what's good, bro?
Shit.
We we talking about movies and shit that we've been watching since we've been locked up because ain't nothing better to do.
Only show I rock with is The Blacklist, bro. That's
what's
it.
The Blacklist is fire.
Bro, is it fire?
The Blacklist is fucking fire, yo.
I got
to. I haven't seen that.
I'm already done with that shit. I'm waiting for that new season to come on Netflix, and then I'm up to speed.
Oh, so you ain't seen the latest shit then?
Nah, man. I'm being cheap because I ain't trying to buy no Hulu Live. They being some bitches.
Hey. Last season was fire, and then it just took a little like winter break, and it just started up again. 2 days ago, but nah, that show is fucking fire, bro.
What is it about?
Basically, this dude, he used to, what the fuck? I don't know if he was with the Army or Marine or Navy or some shit beforehand, but like, he ended up being this spy, or he like worked for other people and shit, and then, he was like running out of funds, so he ended up turning himself in, and he wanted this like new person working for like the CIA or whatever to be like his partner because he knew her. It's a whole long story about how he knows her and shit like that, but they just go and they just solve cases, and it's a whole bunch of shit, bro. Like from the first episode to now, like it's not like a real buildup. Like you get thrown right into the fire, damn near. Like it's crazy, but I didn't do a good job of explaining it, but it's fucking nuts.
Hey, if both of y'all say it's fire, I'm gonna tune in.
Yeah,
I gotta
just go to Netflix or whatever, and you good. Like that show is fire though.
What else? Me and my girl watched Final Destination. I've never seen it before.
There's multiple Final Destinations, isn't it? I've seen like two of them.
Yeah,
I watched the one where it was the dude, and he had like the white girl, and then his white friend, and then his girl.
Yo, you just described every Final Destination
movie. Right.
Yeah,
he
pretty
de-
much.
He definitely did.
It's the same thing over and over.
All right, hold on, hold on, hold on.
It was the
it's
one,
the same thing, yeah, over and over, man.
It was the one, it was just the first one, I don't know. It was the first one where the dude died in the pool, oh, and he got sucked into the joint.
Oh my god,
okay. Yeah, could you just describe, like, even more Final Destination movies?
That shit was funny.
That shit was crazy.
Man said, yeah.
We started to watch the second one, but we ain't finished it. I don't really know what else to watch. Like, we just been in the house. I just been cooking a lot. Like I've been cook. Like, I think I cooked twice 2 days ago, and I cooked one time yesterday.
This nigga talking like tonight, he's cooking crack or something.
Right.
This nigga is
a I just been in the kitchen cooking, son.
Bro, you know what I'm saying? I've been in the kitchen, bro. Like,
I've been working out.
I've been wilding. I see it. I ain't working on that one time since this whole shit. Shit is crazy.
I went on a hike yesterday.
Yeah, see, I ain't fucking with all that nature shit. It's cold as a bitch out here. So.
See, that's why, bro, that's why I can't wait to move
today.
Over there, bro.
It was snowing.
I cannot
today.
Wait to move over there. You going fucking hiking and shit, like.
Yeah,
for real.
I definitely need to be in some warm weather, cause fam, we have a snow advisory warning from tomorrow to Tuesday. Like,
damn,
it's like
snow, snow, like,
snow,
bro,
corona.
Like, fam, it's nasty out here.
Yo, why don't this shit end, bro? Like, what the fuck?
Yo, I don't know. Is God sending us a message? Because if he is, we need to figure it out what it is so this shit can go away.
Hey, bro, if you, like, read the Bible and, like, go to Revelations, bro, like, all this shit is happening, like, right now. Like, it's crazy how it's all lining up. I'm a little scared just because of that, but.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we good.
Yo, you
what?
Good? I just saw. I just saw we got three new cases in the county I live in, and then two niggas died.
Bet they was over 60 years old.
I'm gonna check. I think the first one. Yeah, one of them was in his 70s. What the fuck?
Yo, Jai's mic sound like Boys in the Hood when Trey came in the house and was swinging in the air and shit.
Oh my god, yo.
Yeah, this shit says, hold on.
Oh shit,
a Berkshire man. It says a Berkshire man in his 70s. Hey, what the fuck? three niggas. Oh shit, we beat
three niggas.
Damn,
they
old people, bro.
A woman in her 50s. Both have pre-existing conditions.
Yes, they old, man.
Yeah. Yeah, shit is bad. Damn, dog.
Fuck them, man.
This nigga wildin'.
I don't give a fuck about old people, bro. You know how long you been saying you want the old people dead? Now you get the chance. Now you want to be sympathetic.
Wow.
Fuck them niggas, yo.
Yo, remember he said he was... No, I'm not
this
even
nigga
gonna
bugging.
Say this on that podcast. No, I can't even... Yeah.
Wait, who said it?
Not even gonna say it. No, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not even going to say it.
No, say it.
I could edit it. I could edit it.
No, don't
edit
it.
If it's that bad.
Let's say it.
I could edit it if it's that bad.
I'm talking about remember when his grandma locked him up in my house?
Yo, fam, I was hot.
Yo, he said he was going to beat his grandma with a cage, son.
The funny thing is, my grandma don't even use a cane, but I was just so hot that I was like, dog. But the thing is because my mom was out of town, so, and I had just come back from school, and I live in the whitest neighborhood ever, dog. Like, nothing is gonna happen over here ever. Like, the craziest thing that happened since I've been here was, like, a nigga was going in some cars and, like, he stole jewelry out of a lady car, but that was it. And
jewelry in a car, but anyway.
Yeah, I see.
Like, who,
it was, yeah, exactly.
They moving different.
But it's not niggas. It was this old lady. But
even worse.
Yeah, but yeah, that's the craziest thing that ever happened out here. So my grandma leave the house before I get back from school, and so I came back and I opened the door and that bitch locked and I'm like, fam, why? I live in the whitest neighborhood ever, bro. Like, why would you lock this door? And I was outside for like an hour waiting for her to get there. I was hot.
Yo, I was hot. When I used to get locked out, from coming to school, and I used to lose my key, and I used to be locked out the house. I used to like climb through the window, but I was in like the suburbs too, so I used to be scared as fuck. Like, if they see me climbing through this window,
yeah, they gonna call the police on your ass.
Yo, yeah, no, that's like, a fact.
Get you out. I was just open the window, look, go to the back, come back, and then just dive into the house.
Yo,
hurt.
I did the same thing, except I used to have like a hairpin, and that was good.
A hairpin.
Yeah, a hairpin. What the fuck? You pick a lock?
Man, all you need is yes, yes, my nigga. Pick the lock. Are you good? Like, I was a criminal growing up, but
see, my back door. Because my back door has two locks. It has the one on the knob, and then it has like the little latch thing. And yeah. If the latch thing isn't on, you can slide your credit card through. And if you get to the lock that's on the knob, you can unlock it with your credit card. Like, you can just kind of like slide it in there, and then it unlocks. So I used to have to do that sometimes, but
Grams locked both that shit, huh?
She locked everything, nigga. The whole bit, everything was locked. She might have even locked the windows. Locked. Yeah, that shit was crazy. I was hot.
Yo, I thought my parents was gonna kill me for getting my girl pregnant earlier. I'm not gonna lie.
Man. What they say?
So, I apparently. No, no, they ain't say nothing like that. No. I was expecting that though. I really was, but they didn't.
You know how black parents are over exaggerating.
I was confused because I didn't know how to tell them. So, like, it's been
that's understandable.
It's been a few days, so it was like, I don't know. But my dumbass, I had posted that shit on Instagram. And
why would you do that?
Listen. Totally forgot. My sister follows me on Instagram. My sister. And then
my dummy.
Look, my girl was like, you think your sister gonna tell? I was like, nah, she not gonna tell. So, today goes around, and then today's my sister's birthday, so I told her happy birthday. Then she asked, she was like, you got your girl pregnant? Da, da, da. I was like, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Then next thing you know, my mom texts me and was like, oh, so you can tell the internet, but not us, huh? And I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, my sister told already, like, what the fuck? But, so then, like, it's not even my mom that's like the hard part, it's my dad. Like, I'm like, girl, how the fuck am I gonna tell my dad? He about to be like a granddad times now, like. So, I call my dad. And he,
hold on, you got twins?
No. My older brother has a kid.
Oh.
Hell no. but I called my dad, and by the tone of his voice, it kind of sounded like he was like expecting me to call. He said, "Yep." And I was like, oh, shit. So I'm saying, he sounded like he in a car driving or whatever. So then we get to talk about sports and free agency and shit. And it's just awkward-ass silence. And I'm like, yo, why is it so quiet? So then I was like, well, I guess I got to say it now. So then I was like, I got something to tell you. And he said, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah. He said, you didn't put your hands on that girl, did you? I said, no. I'm like, no, like, what? I'm like, he was like, I'll go down there and kill you myself. I'm like, bro, chill. Like, it ain't nothing like that at all. He started laughing. And so then it got quiet again, and I was like, and he said, how many months is she? I said, oh, fuck. I said, how the fuck does this nigga know already? I was like, a month. And then he sounded surprised after that. I'm like, what the fuck? But he was all happy and shit. He was actually excited. He was just talking about, well, of course, he wants it to be a boy and shit. He don't, you know, it don't matter. He gonna show love regardless. But so then my sister had FaceTimed me later on, And she was like, well, I actually told them, like, when I had seen it a few days ago. And I'm like, what? I was like, why they act like they were surprised today? And I was, and she was like, I don't know. But yeah, they've been there for days. I'm like, oh, shit. But yeah, it was funny. It's so funny because the only thing I was, like, nervous about was, like, yo, how am I telling my parents this shit? Nothing else. It was just, yo, like, this shit gonna be crazy.
That's understandable. You know, black parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, I'm sure that's some stressful shit right there. Yeah. I couldn't even imagine telling my parents that shit right now.
Yeah.
Nah, your moms would probably beat the dog shit out of you, bro. I'm not even gonna
beat the hell out of me, dog.
And you ain't got no job, Tommy.
Oh, what about this? Yeah. Yo, I ain't got no job. It's lit. I ain't got no job, yo. So I go into work. What day was it? It was Monday. It was Monday the 16th, right? So he calls me out. I get called out on Sunday, and Sunday's our busiest day of the week. Like, we get smoked every Sunday. And so I go on Monday. He comes see, like, he was already outside. He was doing something in his car. And so I say, hey, man, what's up? Everything all right? And he says, hey, I don't know what's going on with this virus shit, but we were dead as hell yesterday. We only did like 60 people, and I'm gonna need you to file for unemployment. I said, oh shit for real? And he said, yeah. And I said, god damn. So I go in, and it was just me.
Yo, he didn't even say, just wait a couple weeks and see what it does.
Hell nah. That nigga said file for unemployment right now, like as soon as you get back to the crib.
I said, yo, he about to close up shop.
Fam, it's bad for him. Like, it's bad. Like, he, so he paid us for last week, and, but like, he's obviously gonna run out of money. Like, he's like, there's nothing. Like, nobody's calling, ordering. Like we could still do takeouts and deliveries. And the one day that I worked, which was Monday. I'm sorry, I worked too. So that Monday I worked, and we had a couple people. It was the last day for sit down, so I had maybe 10 people sit down. And then I had one or two deliveries, and that was it. And then Tuesday when I came in, we had one delivery, and that's it. Like, it's bad. It's real bad. He's got like he literally gave us some food to take home because it was just gonna go bad. Like, he wasn't gonna sell the shit. So we like, me and my coworkers, we went into the walk-in fridge, and we just took a bunch of shit because, like, he's not gonna move it. So he's losing mad money, like mad money. He's gonna have to take a loan out to open back up. And then on top of that, we won't even know if it's gonna be busy by the, like, it's like, so say we get back into like, we done with the whole quarantine shit, and it's like everything's back to normal. We don't even know, like, if it's gonna be busy again. Like, it's bad. It's bad. But I'm lit though.
He's lit.
Nigga, I'm lit. I filed for unemployment like 2 days ago.
Nigga, happy as shit.
Yeah.
Nigga.
Hey, wait,
I'm lit. Yeah. Fam, I'm gonna get this weekly check. Like, can't even if it's like 300. Dog, and then I'm finna get that stack from Trump. Nigga, I'm lit.
Nah, they says it'll be more than a stack. I see niggas say 4K. I say, yo, I'm getting a hat.
I see
every
that too.
Color variation. And,
it definitely ain't gonna be no 4K.
It ain't.
Yeah,
are you,
wild.
Are you working, Reek? Are you working?
I mean, working, yeah. No.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Still,
Skull.
Send them racks, though. Still, though. I don't give a fuck.
Yo, what else?
So, are you working?
Yeah, I'm still working.
Tori, you working?
Man, you know I'm working.
You know he got to work.
That's crazy, yeah, as hell, my nigga. I'm lit. I'm lit.
We just went up $2, though.
I'm gonna get paid regardless, even if I don't work.
They just gave us a raise.
Yeah.
That's great, man. That's great. I'm happy about this. It's great because I'm gonna just be able to stack because it's like I can't go nowhere and spend my bread, so it's like I'm gonna just stack this unemployment. Like it's lit.
Yeah, that's smart. That's smart.
Hell
so
yeah.
You need to get outside, man. Enjoy the weather. I'm outside with my daughter right now.
Nigga, enjoy the weather. Nigga, it's 30 degrees out here. Nigga said, enjoy the weather, fam.
Go outside and enjoy the weather, yeah.
Dog, it's going to snow. You don't understand. It's about to snow.
He hit you with that. I don't know what you about to do, but I'm about to go outside.
That's crazy as hell. Nigga, it's about to snow. Like, it's bad for me.
This nigga is crazy. Yeah, you got to enjoy the weather outside. 30 degrees, fuck it.
Nigga said, enjoy the weather. This nigga wild. So yeah, I mean, really, really right now, I've just been like I said, I've just been cooking. Like I made chili. I made pasta from scratch the other day. I made fried chicken, waffles and mac and cheese, like all in the past 3-4 days, like past 2-3 days. Like,
oh yeah, this nigga is bored.
This nigga gonna get fat, boy.
Fam, I'm bored as fuck.
He gonna come out of
he's gonna be like 300 pounds, fam.
Yo, for real.
Nigga, it's gonna be bad. Nah, I'm gonna start cooking some healthy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it.
Nigga lying, yo.
He's lying his ass.
He looking up new recipes right now. Like, you know, I'm about to fuck some shit up. And he got some shit from work too. Yeah.
I made my girl salmon the other day. I made her salmon, mashed sweet potatoes, and asparagus. That shit was alright. I don't really like seafood though. So that's,
yeah,
that's
my girl different. The same way. Something wrong with y'all. How do you not like seafood?
I'm good on that shit.
I'm allergic to shellfish.
Oh,
I'm good on that shit.
Hell, bro. Something's wrong with all y'all.
We used to go to, what's that spot in New York? Fuck. Coney Island or some shit, Tori?
Yeah,
that spot in New York.
Tori,
he gone? Bro, it's some spot in New York. I forget what it's called, but.
He's talking about Coney Island.
I forget what it's called, but it's. Bro, there's some seafood spot that's like, it's like a seafood buffet or something crazy. Like, it's a big-ass restaurant. And all they do is, like, seafood. I forget what that shit is called, but I remember going there, like, as a kid to visit New York and shop. I'd be, like, 8, 9 years old. And, I forget.
It damn sure ain't Coney Island.
Yeah, I forget what it is, dog. I forget what that shit called, but I used to go there and I used to fuck up like some shrimp and tartar sauce and shit, but I got sick of that shit, dog. I can't eat it no more. I like tartar sauce though. That shit good.
You like
what the fuck are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't even know, son.
Yeah, we acting retarded.
Rona got this nigga brain fried.
Nigga talking about tartar sauce,
man. My shit finished. Let's see, what else can we talk about? Oh, we ain't even getting to music. Weeknd came out. What y'all think? That shit hot, right?
That shit is fucking garbage. And then they need to stop making music.
Well, that shit is dirt.
That shit is dirt. For real. Yo. What happened? Like, I don't want to say he peaked after his first project or nothing, but like, damn. Like,
I mean, definitely not his first project.
Well, Beauty Behind the Madness, that's his, to me, his best project, but. Like
that
I'm talking
is, that,
about,
that.
I'm talking about this like as far as like being a part of the R&B genre, like that's when he peaked. Like,
oh,
I don't
yeah,
like
nah, he's out of here. He's out of here.
Yo, hell I yeah. don't like. I don't like the fact that people label him like. If you go to Apple Music and then type in like R&B, like his album is labeled R&B album, and it's like, why? Like it's not R&B at all. Like,
yeah,
that's bullshit. But. I don't know, man. It's not good.
I am
like, a lot of the songs sounded the same. Like it's just not
good. I agree.
I like
it's really bad.
I like maybe three songs. Come on
up. Oh, that story. Keep going, school. I'm sorry.
I like maybe three songs. I got to go figure out what the name was. Hold on.
Escape from LA is the only song I remember, but
I love the Scared to Live.
Okay.
I loved Snow Child was fire too. and then Escape from LA. I like those three.
Yeah.
The rest, you can get that Galaxy Music shit out of here. I don't want to listen to that shit. Party's coming this week for niggas talking that shit. You hear me?
Hey, man. Party clock. His clock is,
His clock is ticking, boy.
It's ticking, my nigga.
I mean, he drops Friday, so it's do or die time. This album gonna make or break him.
It really is. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Not even numbers wise. Like, if he do like 30-40K, like, that's not bad considering, like, OVO don't sell shit besides Drake. But, I mean, I don't know. All this waiting, and if you drop a mid project after waiting for what? When's the last time you dropped an album? 4 years?
Like 2016, yeah.
Yeah, like, bro. Yeah. It's extremely quiet for him if he don't deliver on this. If he fuck up this Rihanna feature, come on, bro. Not very many people get the opportunity to put Drake and Rihanna on their album. The Drake shit, we already heard. That shit's not good.
Unless he throws Drake on another song on there, maybe. I'm hoping, but that shit.
I wouldn't be surprised. That shit is dirt. Yeah, they need to redeem themselves after that, because that shit is ear cancer. That shit is horrible.
I just need that a track shit list.
Is horrible.
Give me a track list so I can know what the fuck like.
I need good dark R&B like the shit that he's good at making. I don't want to hear none of that other shit, dog. Give me that P1 sound and I'm good.
Give me some smooth ass R&B with like some 90s samples in that motherfucker. Like the most popular 90s like songs and samples and shit. Like some samples you got to go back and find. Like, damn, he picked that song.
Like some shit I think that that's what Division is gonna do with their next project.
That's kind of like this one coming out now. That's kind of like the best part of sampling. Like nowadays, I hear on the radio like people are trying to remake like popular songs. But it's like, if you go back and sample like songs that's like hidden gems, that's like fire samples, but not very popular songs like the world knows. And it's like, damn, make you go back and think and go listen to that shit. That's fire.
Yeah.
Why Snow watch Division like that, bro?
Oh, yeah. Nah, she cleaned that nigga up. That shit is incredible, though. That's a great song.
Division makes gospel R&B.
Man, I don't give a fuck what you call it. That shit.
No. Let's sit there and talk with Skull real quick, because that nigga has been talking really, 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 really greasy about Division. For what reason, I don't know. Because coming from a Party fan, that type of disrespect is crazy.
I like the first album. The second album was okay.
I'm going to go on the record and say this right now. That first album is a top 5 R&B album of last decade. I don't care what y'all say. I don't give a fuck. Album right there.
I'll put it like in the bottom of the top 10. But
yeah. I'll take that too. I'll take that too. That shit right there.
I just think their music is not like. I think it's too dull to me. Like, it's like basic R&B, if that makes sense.
It don't. Man, it does
so
not.
Goddamn good.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. What is this basic R&B? Considering the fact that R&B, like, overall.
Like, nothing like, about that. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was just saying, nothing about their music, like, kind of excite me how the first project was. Like how, like, Too Deep sounds and what other song, like,
Heater.
Hallucination sounds and the last song sound like. None of the new songs sound nothing like that. It's kind of sounding like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. They haven't gone back to that sound yet. And I don't know.
Like,
but
hallucinations. Hallucinations in the car with the music up really loud is fire as hell.
Man, that whole, bro, it's the whole album like that.
It is.
Man. Don't get me started. I swear to God.
I might gotta play that today. I'm gonna have to play that today.
I guess I'm in like the minority of the people that like the second album as well, but
it's not bad.
It has some joints on it,
but the thing is it's the 50 Cent thing. It's like your first album is so great that it's like no matter what you put out for your second album, it's like
it's not gonna be. You know better. What I
mean? Yeah. Yeah. And it sucks that it's that way.
Unless it's you like do same... something like some crazy ass what... shit on the second album or something.
Yeah, but I don't even know what Division can tough, do so man. Different. I don't know what they can do so different that could top like the first album. Like
just because R&B today, there's not many different sounds of R&B.
Yeah.
Like if you think about Kanye and how what he did with his first couple albums, it's like but there's then so we... many.
Go ahead,
bro.
No,
it's just like so many different things that he could have done just because he's a genius. But I don't see how Division and I don't see how Daniel and 1985 could what else they could do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I guess that they're trying shit, and I think that they're gonna go a lot more sample based for this project. But it's like, I don't know.
And then Drake come right back with some new sound, some new R&B sound he just created. Him and whoever in the studio just created. And it's like, damn, how did that sound get created?
Yeah, I want to hear more Drake and Division. I think the last time we heard those two was.
It wasn't even an official song.
Yeah, it wasn't. But... No, he just added them on Faithful.
Yeah.
I need to hear some more of that. Even though the version with the one that has the Drake verse is really good, but
yeah,
I need to hear more for sure. Cause Party and Drake give us collabs every year. We ain't get a Division and Drake one, like a real one yet. So I gotta hear that shit.
Yeah, I agree.
We get into the Drake lease now that we're here.
Yeah, let's get there.
I didn't listen to the Zodiac one much, but Vital is unbelievable.
Yo, I love Vital, bro.
Vital is crazy.
Vital is fire.
Vital is different.
Like, yo, I like Vital. Nah, y'all about to kill me.
Yo, Reek, you don't remember? Like, I forgot which time frame it was, but it was between More Life and Scorpion. And like, there's a song. It was a Drake song, and it was like 50 World, 50 World. It was like playing in the background. Well, like somebody was recording him, like, but he was dancing at one of the release parties. But the song in the background was like 50 World, 50 World, but it was Drake.
I don't remember that at all, honestly. Oh,
man. I'm the only one that remembers that video. It's nowhere to be found now. Because when they took the video off and they put it back on, they took the sound off.
Wow. Yeah, I definitely don't remember that.
Fuck.
I wish I did.
I got to find this shit.
There's another song that's supposed to be leaking soon. Yo, but yo, we really...
Vital is amazing, though.
Yo...
If Kanye did produce that.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I mean, the person that leaked it said that it was produced by Kanye and 40.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true. It makes sense, though, with the whole gospel sample. Drake don't usually do that shit. 40 don't either. Yeah, so.
That shit is incredible.
That shit is fire.
In that case, I see why it was scrapped for Scorpion, because, like, why would you put that nigga on the album when you...
But fuck it. If the music is good, dog, I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Put that bitch out.
For real.
He gotta drop a leak tape. Like, just drop a tape with all the leaks that's already leaked, and then add a few more leaks. Like, add a few more songs on there, and then just drop that. And then he can drop the album later when the corona clears up and the tour shit can get back right.
Yeah,
something to hold us over.
Nah, he's I don't even think that he's gonna. He might not even do like a. Well, no.
I don't think he's gonna drop it to the coronavirus. Is up.
Man, I don't think he give a fuck. I think that shit coming out April, May, regardless.
But I know, but you know, he likes to get the tour shit like right after then, and then he likes to promote the shit around the world. So I don't think he's gonna too much do that if the world's on lockdown.
Man, he could cap. If you're talking about like sales, he could capitalize on this shit for real. I know what you're saying. Like he wants to tour right after he drops the album, but like, yo, he can really just fucking drop the album and then tour like a few months later, and you good. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just ready to I'm ready just to hear it, bro. I've heard too many leaks. I'm tired of leaks. Put this shit out.
There's another one that's coming out pretty soon. But yes.
The leaks are not from like, they're like old leaks, like they're old songs that was like supposed to be on old projects, and it's like, what does the new album sound like? Like the only one that sounds like fresh probably is Not Around.
Yeah, I think Not Around is recent because
man, that shit incredible.
They started taking that one down, that one, and then the Use Me, right, the like one verse that somebody had put on the Instagram story. They started doing like the DMCA complaints because I think that's an actual album cut. So whoever was playing that shit probably just got their number erased out of Drake phone or some shit like that, because it was a girl that put it on their Instagram story. But yeah.
Which one was it?
I think I heard that one the other morning. I always wake up to the leaks every morning. Like what the hell.
Yeah, it was
was it the hard time trying to tell people I'm out of favors or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear that joint.
Call me for paper. Yeah, that one. Like, that's my bro. If that whole song leaked, bro, I need that in my phone because that shit sound amazing. But he in a different bag right now. I think that one's recent. Not Around is recent, of course. Chicago Freestyle and Win the Same Win. Those are recent, of course, but. Desires, like, bro, he's batting like 1,000 from the field right now.
And the fire part
about that, he's hot.
The fire part about that is none of those songs are going on a new album, so he's gonna be getting fresh new songs unless he does.
I don't think so, bro. I think
I really Not Around might be on there.
Man, I think When to Say When is gonna be on there, bro. You don't shoot a video for them songs and they don't make the album. But if they aren't, and there's better songs, but the fact of the matter is, I mean, Drake usually leaves his best songs off the album, so.
Oh, and the Weeknd album lets me know that OVOXO shit is done. I mean, he kind of commented on the like the live or whatever, but they're not recording music anytime soon.
Yeah, because, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, what kind of music would they even make? Weeknd not even in that lane anymore, where...
Yeah. They're gonna make a pop song when they get back together. It's gonna be a pop record.
Fuck that shit.
I'm good. Live For It.
I'm good. They can keep that.
Yeah, live nah, just
solid though. But
just put just put Weeknd on the sample like he used to. Just take his vocals, make a sample out of it, throw that bitch on a beat, and call it a day.
Yeah, cause I ain't trying to hear Weeknd actually sing on nothing.
I hope he get Ty Dolla Sign for this. I hope he bring him back for the album.
He need Ty Dolla Sign and James Fauntleroy. Both of them niggas on that
album. Man. 12 tracks.
James Fauntleroy said he's dropping music soon.
Yeah, he's dropping an album pretty soon.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he said. Real quick, I gotta go back to the Mooney real quick, because what's this nigga say? The U.S. Treasury Secretary has said some shit. Let's see what bruh said. He said the quarantine will last 10 to 12 weeks.
Figured that.
He said, all right, let's see. Yeah, so I mean, he pretty much just saying this shit could last well into June.
Oh, well, bro.
Yeah,
nobody actually knows. I mean, it does sound like it's gonna be around June, but nobody actually knows. Like,
whatever. Yeah, nobody really knows for sure. But that the U.S. Treasury, that nigga right there, he probably knows a couple things. So I'm gonna assume he knows a couple things.
I know.
So get the fuck out of here. So he says that this shit could last well into June. And,
Can we admit that JLX shit was kind of like, man, what worked
good.
It?
Not, yeah. It wasn't that no, good?
It was good, but it was like, okay, is that it?
For it to be your debut album, it wasn't really much.
It was good, but it was good because of Hov. If it was just the JLX album, I would never press play on that shit again. If Hov was not on this,
I ain't gonna lie, even with Hov, I ain't press play on it since last week.
Oh, you wildin'.
There's no song that has replay value on it. I'm not trying to lie, but bro.
Oh, this nigga Ryan, yeah, you
bugging. Bro, what song on that album has replay value? What song you go back and listen to and be like, damn, that shit's still fire. Them beats sound out of place and everything.
Fuck Ghost that. Of Soldier Slim and man, Universal Soldier how, are my two that I go to every day. I
don't
day.
Care how great they can rap. If the song don't sound good, it just don't sound good, bro. Them niggas, yo, nah. How you get all them top-notch producers and it sound like Dookie being thrown together? Like, no. I'm good.
Yo, I thought Jay Electronica produced that album.
I mean, he did, but like, he still had other. He had like Alchemist, The Dream, all them niggas on there too. Still,
I don't see why. I don't know why they didn't just have Just Blaze do his shit, dog. Like, it's right. Bro, I don't know why they make things seem why so, didn't they just like, put seem no so idea much in more difficult than it is. That's what I'm saying, dog. Get the niggas that, like, that is your, like, JLA can hold. They need to stick with them niggas. Stick with Just. Stick with Ye. Even though I know they're not going to fuck with Ye. But you know what I mean. Stick with Ye. Stick with Bink. Stick with... Man. That's your bag right there. Get that's over true. There.
That's who Cole needs over there.
Like, dog, nigga, I've been saying this shit for Hit years,
Boy.
Nigga.
I like Hit Boy, but Hit Boy and Hove, like, like, no, nigga, get the fuck out
dog,
of here.
Dog, I've been saying this shit for years, man. Like, why doesn't hip hop use Bink the way that he's supposed to be used? Bink is stupid. Bro, Bink is easily a top 10 producer ever. Easily, just based off Blueprint.
Drake could like imagine like Justice League like doing a couple more beats for Drake or something on this new project.
I haven't heard Justice League and what seems I haven't heard that drop in what seems like forever.
Yep, niggas are stupid for not utilizing like, them the way they should.
That's everybody why Ho's the goat. Fucking... That's why Ho's the goat, dog. He used every great producer there was. He didn't do that shit where like no, I'm gonna use this certain producer and that's all. I'm just gonna use my crew. No, he used like Just Blaze, Kanye. Well, they were his crew, but he used.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the greatness of Hov, where he took the best producers and made them his crew. That's the greatness of Hov right there.
And he used that sound instead of being like J. Cole. I get he produces his own beats and all that, but he's like boxing himself in, making that sound.
Yeah. I need niggas to lock themselves in the studio with the niggas that. The same caliber of rapper they are, I need them to have the same caliber of producer. The elite ass niggas need to be in the studio with the elite ass producers.
And that's why Hov can get back in the studio and rap at the level he can, because he's inspired by the beats that's been made. I mean, if you make a trash ass beats, you're gonna put some trash ass lyrics on there.
No. See, but
think about this. But you know.
Look, but listen though. He rapped great on his past album with Jay Elect, and it beats his ass, so.
I wouldn't say that them beats his ass.
Man, them beats are trash. Them beats
it's probably
are
one or two trash,
trash
beats. It's probably one or two trash beats.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
These beats are really not that bad. Like, the production, I like the
one with Rihanna singing in the background. The one with Rihanna singing in the background or whatever. Yo, that beat is awful.
I'm good on that. I'm definitely good on that.
He was rapping really nice on that. Like, I like it because he was rapping like crazy on that shit. Like, that's the one where he gave Kaepernick the bars, right? But still, like, bro, who cares? Like, that beat is fucking, it's a train wreck. And he was off beat saying get the gat and all that other shit. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm definitely good on that track. I'm good on that track, but. The production on most of the other ones is it's not bad. I wouldn't say it's not even not bad. Like, it's good. Like, the beats are good to me.
Man, y'all hip-hop heads, you, Jaren, y'all got that, but I ain't going to press play on the album anytime soon.
That's okay. What else, man? Oh. Yeah, I think that we... Because, yo, did you hear the beat that Bink did on Fab Project?
Nah, I didn't hear that. You gotta link that in the
bro, chat. Please, as soon as we go off this joint,
I love Fab, by the way. Fab's like one of my favorite rappers. The Soul Tapes. Like, I put those on like on my calmest days and be like, yo, that Soul Tape 3 is amazing to me.
Yeah, I've go ahead, I'm sorry.
I had to, like, when that shit came out in high school, and I was like, yo, that shit is fire. Like,
yeah.
Slim Thick is fire. The song with Jeezy. The one yeah, with me, the one with Jada Kiss is this Thule to your brain. No, Thule to your brains. Ah, what do you say? Thule to your waves, brains on your winter coat. That shit is hard. That yeah. whole tape is hard.
Yeah, this all of them are really good. Like he hasn't really missed. But I just linked you the one with Bink, and bro, that's one of the best records I heard last year. No bullshit. Like that shit is incredible. And we as hip hop need to, number one, start using Bink the way that he deserves to be used. And number two, start appreciating Bink the way that he deserves to be appreciated, because he is easily one of the best producers we've ever heard. Like that nigga has class. Okay. Like, fam, that nigga has yo, he made Devil in a New Dress.
Oh really?
Bro, really? He made that's his beat.
Mm.
The guitar solo at the end is somebody else, but
that's Mike beat, Dean, right? At the end.
Yes. At the end, that's Mike Dean. But that beat, that's Bink.
God damn.
Bro, we have to start giving Bink his flowers, man, because he really a different type of nigga. I swear to God, he really is.
Yo, that album that Kanye did, that Dark Fantasy album, that shit is like a DJ Khaled album, but with ghostwriter stuff.
Yeah,
that shit is like, yeah, it's really good. That's
Kanye
a classic,
West
of course.
Is DJ Khaled with better lyrics. That's all.
Pretty much.
Well, goddamn.
Nah, that's really disrespectful.
No,
like his albums, like lately, they're like a DJ Khaled type album, like with all this fucking like.
Oh, lately, yeah.
But the old ones is Kanye, of course. That's my guy.
Yo, can we talk about Kanye?
Fuck them new albums.
Yo, yesterday was talking about Kanye's discography. Which, don't get me wrong, his 5-album run was amazing.
Oh, it's still top three.
Yeah, like nobody's ever topping that. But Nick has got to stop acting like it's like outlandish to say he doesn't have the best discography of all time.
No, that's definitely not outlandish to say. But to say he's not top five is outlandish.
Oh yeah, he's for sure. He's definitely top five. But
he's probably top three.
Kanye is literally untouchable on that app for whatever reason. I don't know, because he don't even write majority of his lyrics. But I guess the goalposts change for other rappers, not for him. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that album run was great, but as long as he keeps putting out more music, bro, his discography is like, I don't know, like, it's going to keep getting worse. He needs to just stop making music.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care if he switched genres, because he's been, like, trying to break the barrier with other genres for a little while. Like, with Yeezus, that's not the basic hip-hop album. Like, it's not.
Fuck Travis Scott.
He's a bitch. Yeah, Travis Scott. Rash, bro. I'm sorry.
I like Travis Scott, but Yeezus was kind of, man.
I have a theory with facts that can prove that Travis Scott ruined hip hop, by the way. I do. I explained it on the podcast. Let's go.
Go ahead. Listen. What is it?
Okay. So, if we look at Kanye West's discography,
yep.
I'm gonna type it in my Apple Music right now, even though I know everything. I'm gonna look anyways. And Kanye West discography. Oh, this is so disrespectful. Kanye West Essential album on Apple Music is Life for Pablo. But regardless, so his albums in order: College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Watch the Throne, and then Yeezus after that.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott got on board at what time?
Yeezus, right?
And at what album was that the turnaround where he started making dirt after that?
I mean, from there, it's been trash. But Life of Pablo is good, though.
Life of Pablo is
It's good. It's good, but it's just out of place.
Life of Pablo is okay.
Yeah, like the whole making of it was the gimmick, and it was just like some bullshit.
Yeah.
But I feel you though, because Travis Scott had Kanye experiment, and then now he's just experimenting every fucking project. Now he's doing gospel. Well, he always put gospel in the samples and all that, but goddamn, now he's like really thinking he's doing gospel Kirk Franklin shit right now.
So I back to my theory real quick. This is my last point. So in 2013, Travis Scott gets on board. He starts helping out Kanye with all this shit. Kanye is easily one of the most influential hip-hop artists of all time. You can't argue that. So, yeah. Niggas now, they see that Yeezus sound, and you could argue that that Yeezus sound started this current wave of hip-hop.
With...
Who's kind of sounding like that, though, now?
Yeah, I know. Like who are you referring to? Like,
I'm talking about the kind of like number one, the Travis Scott sound. Travis Scott is a huge hip hop artist. And then just from there, the niggas that take that sound and adapt it, it's like
only person that really does that is Tory Lanez, probably.
Tory Lanez is a chameleon though. He can sound like anybody. And everybody.
Yeah, Tory Lanez and Game are kind of like they could do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is, Travis Scott's trash. That nigga ruined hip hop. And Soulful Beats died when Travis Scott got on board. And I'll never forgive that nigga for that.
Soulful Beats could live through Kendrick and Cole. Well,
but Cole don't rap on soulful shit no more, and Kendrick barely does.
I don't even know how to describe Cole beats. They're like,
me neither.
They're like, he's still at the beginning level of making beats. Like, some of them sound like, yo, like, did you just start making beats?
Yo, for real, he has to stop, bro. Please use other people's production. Like, it's amazing that you produce your own shit, but if it's not good, bro, like.
Like, no, like, did he produce For Whom's the Bell? Did he produce that?
For Whom's the Bell Tolls? Probably. Yeah, let me check.
That just sounds like some shit you can just make at the beat. Like, like when you first start making beats.
I love that shit, though.
Magic school bus beat, bro. Like,
when he made that beat for Hope and it was supposed to be on American Gangster, like, that lets me know, like, you need to stop making beats, son.
Yo,
but then you got.
I forgot about that shit, yo.
No, the Brooklyn's on the way beat.
That shit was bad.
Or what other beat was that? The Top of the World beat.
What's Top of the World beat?
I gotta link that. He actually rapped over himself, but when he was first trying to get signed to Hov, he was like trying to give him that beat. His ass.
But see, man, the thing is,
it's beats even later on where this is like, yo, like, is this nigga serious? Yo, it's that one that was on a dock or some shit like that. And he swore that shit was hot, and it was him that produced it. And it was so fucking garbage. And it was like, yo, this nigga can't be serious, bro. He can't be trusted with the beat pad. Like, get this nigga out of here. Just rap. It's okay to just rap, bro.
The thing is that for every bad beat that you got, he has like a couple of really good beats. Like he has a lot of really good beats.
He really does.
I don't know about a lot, but he has some though.
No man, he has a lot of good beats.
Those beats on Friday Night Lights was, man.
Yeah.
I was just listening to that shit yesterday.
You can't tell me them Born Sinner beats ain't great.
Oh, them Born Sinner beats is great. I agree.
Yeah. So, I mean, so for every bad beat, he probably has, like, two great ones. You know what I mean? Like, every nigga misses. He just so happens to miss a bit more than...
When he does the concept album thing now, the beats are kind of sounding like, what the fuck? Like, if he just get back to whatever zone he was in when he did Friday Night Lights and make those beats and, like, make a type of album
I swear, dog.
Because it's, like, frustrating now because it's like... your lyrics is on point, but the music is like the sounds are not there.
Yeah, and that's and the sounds are pretty much what makes you go back to the shit. But
because you can be rapping your ass off, and I can be like, yo, this beat is ass, so I'm not focused right now.
Yo, so did y'all hear the Cole snippet?
Yeah, that shit ass,
bro. I tried to tell Ajayi that, bro, And this nigga, bro, you can't tell me that it don't sound like something you've heard before. It definitely does.
I swear I heard that before.
Bro, it says it's from August of last year, but I don't know if it's that Zippy Share being weird, because it also says something about, like, September 2020, so I don't know what the fuck that was about, but...
I like that shit. That shit sound good.
I'm a smack suck... No, bro. Like, no. No, I don't... If his next album is... If that's an indication of his next album, I'm good. I don't want to hear it. And I don't give a fuck if it was only 10 seconds. I'm good.
Well, I won't argue with you. But I liked it.
Man, he just got a bias, bro. Adai got the deepest. That's all it is. You'll never say, like, yo, this shit is trash.
Dude, yeah, like, okay. Yes, I have. I just said Cole has bad beats, and I just said that when he tried to give the whole trash.
Every Cole beat, there's like two or three good ones.
That's a fact.
You can't just say he has bad beats. No, you gotta add some extra shit to it.
Yeah, that's my nigga.
Fuck that.
Some of them are bad, and some of them are really great.
Fuck Cole, bro.
Cole wearing a blanket.
That nigga made Power Trip from scratch. I don't know. I can't really sign to that nigga that much.
Yo, that nigga's so lazy. He just reverses beats and rap over those. Like the reverse. What neighbors is what backwards?
Forbidden Fruit, but that shit is hard. I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas is talking about. Both of them hard.
That's hard. That's hard. I can't lie. That's fucking that's hard.
Shit. And if he was at the live show and he reversed the joint on the stage, hey, that shit was hard, nigga. This nigga's Skull a hater. That shit's super hard. Boy, that shit hard as a motherfucker.
Wait, you didn't like Neighbors?
No, I like the song. I like both the songs. The idea is cool, but it's like, nigga, please. Like, you need to get, like, he already.
Shit is lazy.
He already.
Man, act like he's. Fuck.
He needs to executive producer.
And then now he's just disappeared. Like, he was all out last year. Now he's just gone.
Right.
Like, what the fuck is the off season? Where is the tapes that's supposed to be coming? I hate when artists announce some shit. I hate when artists announce some shit and it never comes. Because where's the KOD Deluxe one? Even though KOD is ass, where's the deluxe version?
Yeah, that's I'm trying to figure that shit out too.
Damn, Revenge of the Dreamers 3 was supposed to come much, much sooner than it did. Like, it was supposed to come, like, a year earlier. For real. Like, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. I ain't gonna put that on him, but... Yeah.
Yeah, they pissed me off with that. Like, they had me hyped thinking that they was gonna get all these certain rappers, but it was, like, new rappers instead of, like, what the fuck?
Man? Bro, nigga, Guap Dad had, like, four songs on the album. Like, bro,
yeah,
what?
Fuck that.
Besides the baby right now, what is this nigga doing on the album, bro?
Somehow T.I. made the album, bro.
Yo!
I won't understand
like
that.
They had niggas like Ross and Meek and all these other niggas there, but you end up putting Guap Dad, fucking Young... Like, what are you doing on a song with Young Nudie, bro? Nah, bro. I get it, but at the same time, like... Why? Like, why would you do that? There's so many other rappers you could collaborate with. This nigga? Like, what was the Maceiago guy? Like, where was he on the album? Like, serious question.
Word, bro. That nigga nice. He nice with the...
And he was invited. That's
the
what
trumpet.
I'm
whatever
so
the
confused.
Fuck that nigga be playing. That nigga nice.
Yeah, he nice.
That nigga, he elite. But yeah, I want Cole to get back to just... I don't know. It don't really seem like he's having fun making music no more. You know what I mean? It just seems like he's just trying to get a point across, which I understand, but I want that nigga to have some more fun. Because, like,
fucking points at this point, bro.
Yeah, that's point across shit.
Yeah, niggas ain't listening. It's been 3 albums. You trying to
but at the same time, it ain't sound like he had fun making Born Center, and that shit is a classic. So, I don't know.
It sounded like he tried to have fun on KOD, and it was just like,
Born Center got a lot of tracks on there.
Man, bro, he didn't miss. That's like them shits like.
Like the first two albums has a lot of records on there.
Yo, that's why I get so mad when people say like Cole's discography is bad, because it's like you can't say that and it got Forest Hills Drive and Born Center on there. Like those are two undeniable classic.
The first album like, not that bad though. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, oh, that well, first album is good. Like,
yo, like Nobody's Perfect. Can't Get Enough. What's the is it God's Gift?
God, I think so.
I'm gonna tell y'all the most slept on.
My favorite is Breakdown.
Yeah, bro, I'm telling you, that album right there has arguably. That shit has some of Cole's best records on it. Like, Never Told, Lost Ones, God's Gift, yeah. Breakdown. Like, them shits yo, is the ones, bro. Hard. Sideline Story, the title track. Like, that album is good.
Only it ain't even a Cole disrespect that be pissing me off. It's when niggas compare him to niggas like Future, where I'd be like, bro, why yeah, are we comparing J. Cole and Future, bro? Like,
yeah, I won't have that conversation again in the group chat. I won't do it.
Bro, Adam, bro, that's, I'm like, bro, why are we letting the white dude, like...
Yeah, I was going to say he white.
You can't let him run no hip-hop conversation at all. I don't give a fuck how right he be sometimes. I can't do it no more.
Yeah, because, I mean... Nah, fuck it. Fuck Future. He can go to hell. All I know is relax. This nigga J. Cole right here, it's not many niggas. Like, this discography is crazy. Like, just looking at my phone and looking at all the music that he's put out, like, bro, this nigga is great. We don't give this nigga his flowers enough, man. We really don't.
Yo, I was listening to Black Friday the other day. I was listening to the first Revenge of the Dreamers with the Bitches song on there.
Man.
Murdered that joint.
Murder that shit.
The title track is fire, too.
Unbelievable.
Like, and then the Truly Yours tapes are fire.
Yep. Crazy.
Then you got the two mixtapes, because I'm not going to count the come up. I'm not going to count it. You can count it if you want to, but I don't listen to the come up. I probably listen to like a few records off of there.
Yeah. I like the come up. I used to not like it that much, but I really do like it. I've grown to love that shit.
And then you got Born Center, and then you got Forest Hill Drives. And then it's like, you can't really, it's not bad. It's catalog is not really bad.
The thing is that we only think about the past couple years, and we don't really get into the mixtape shit.
Yeah, but they love to bring the mixtapes up for Wayne. But
yeah,
like, you got if you're not gonna bring them up for Cole, then you gotta put them down for Wayne, and then it's gonna get tough out there.
Exactly. You
know, that's just the thing, though. I mean, like goalposts are just gonna switch for people that people like. Like it just is what it is. Like. That's why I've learned not to debate shit with anybody anymore, because it's like, you niggas is just biased and stupid. Like, if you're not going to sit down and actually have a conversation about everything without being, like, one-sided, then there ain't nothing to talk about. So, therefore, it's really nothing to talk about, because nobody's, like, being open and being like, well, this problem on this side, this on this side, and it's just stupid to debate music in general.
I mean, it's just not... It's just not many things that Cole hasn't done. Like, he has classic mixtapes, classic albums. He has great collabs, which many people don't have with the whole label. Revenge of the Dreamers 1 and 2. Say what you want about 3. 1 and 2?
Fire.
Great collabs. A great live album. That live Forest Hills Drive shit is incredible.
I heard it live, so that shit was incredible.
Bro, it's crazy. It's just not many things that this nigga hasn't done. Freestyles, bro, you can go and search Cole Freestyles on the radio days.
Yeah, I didn't really sit and think about it till now, but he checks a lot of boxes. Like
he checks all of the boxes.
And one of the underrated ones is definitely his features, because not every rapper can say that they great on features.
Man.
Like, I dare a nigga to say Kendrick is fire on features.
Not even saying he went on a... Not even saying just he went on a rampage last year. Like before, when he was before the album dropping, he was on a mixtape run. He was running through features then too.
Yeah.
Like he's that looking for trouble with Kanye and them. He like murdered everybody on that
one. Yeah, he's. I mean, it's not many niggas I say washed Hov, and he smoked the fuck out of Hov on Blueprint 3.
Yeah. He only had like 43 seconds.
I disagree
with
you there.
And he snapped.
And he bugged out. So like it's just not many boxes Cole don't check off, and he don't get it. He don't get the flowers that he deserved for it.
We need the whole feature on this new project though. We need to
I agree.
Stop the weirdness and go on. Like
you're an artist, you're on Roc Nation, you was the first artist on Roc Nation, they like, you only got like two songs with Hov. One's like 40 second, the other one is ass.
The other one is Dookie.
Yeah.
We need that new one with no ID, just Blaze, somebody in there. Somebody got to do the beat for it.
Yeah, for sure. So, I mean, like I said, Cole checks off almost every box that you could think of. And it's like, and then even going down to the actual music he makes, lyricism, painting pictures, just good music overall. He hasn't checked the club records box yet, but hey, man. He hasn't crossed that off, and he won't, but he checks off.
Go ahead.
He checks off a lot of boxes, man. We don't give that nigga enough credit. We really don't.
The nigga has a verse with Janet Jackson. Like, he did a song with Janet Jackson.
Exactly. That shit is good. So, yeah, I mean, we don't give that nigga enough credit. We don't give that nigga his flowers, and we got to start.
And him and Miguel are like, they're cold together.
Yeah. All right, man. What are we talking? How long have you been on this shit for? You know, this motherfucker, 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
What else we got? Let me check Twitter real quick to see what the fuck we talking about. Oh, man.
The other day I was so bored. I said, yo, somebody start a Madden League. Like, for real. I was like, yo, like, there's nothing to do. Start up a Madden League, bro. Like, I'm not gonna be stuck with these two stupid ass dogs all day, bro.
Yeah, I'm so bored, dog. I don't know what the fuck to do.
Dog,
I'm bored.
What are y'all looking at? Come here. What are you doing, buddy?
I think that's it. We ain't got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, that's so weird, man. I had a great episode with you guys.
Sorry,
left early, but you know.
I gotta say, shout out to Drake and Cole for real, though, because them niggas have gotten us a lot of our followers. Actually, it ain't even our followers back. We've gotten, like, way... I don't remember none of these niggas following our last podcast account.
Yeah.
So... Great. Shout out to Drake and Cole, because we've had like 400 followers in the past day. So, yeah. And both, actually, it was three videos that went viral, but one was like a complaint, so I had to take it down. But the other two, just because they're leaks, like actual full leaks, like mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about those being taken down anytime soon. So, shout out to them. Keep them followers coming. For all the new listeners, we probably have new listeners today, to be fairly honest with you, since we have so many fucking new followers. But give us 5 stars or just let us know what you think. If you hated it, let us know. If you loved it, let us know.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
Absolutely. We got sleepers?
Yeah, I got a sleeper. Hold on.
I got one. I'm going to do a cold one because we've been talking about cold.
Yo, I swear yesterday it was like 10 people that added our sleepers playlist. That's how I know it's like we're probably gonna end up getting a lot more new listeners.
Yeah, for sure. Great. My sleeper is the title track from the first album, Sideline Story. That's my shit right there. That nigga snap. He was talking that shit.
My sleeper is Oil Money Gang. With Jadakiss, Rick Ross.
Which one was it? Say again.
It's Oil Money Gang, Rick Ross, Jadakiss.
Got it.
Hold on. Yo, man. Can I add Thug Cry on there too with Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Lil Wayne, Thug Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Man, damn, y'all hold on, man. What was the song? The first one.
Oil Money Gang, Rick Ross and Jadakiss.
Man, my iTunes is acting slow as dog shit right now. Oh, I see it. Okay. And the other one was Thug Cry.
Yep.
I wish there was a way we can just play them songs right here. Like, that'd be fucking dope.
Yeah, that would be great.
Technically, we could, but it would just be like...
That would be
illegal. It'd be very much illegal, so...
Very illegal. I mean, I could do it. I mean, I took... Unless we blow up,
I figure, like, it's like, whatever, you know? Like, that's why sometimes I'd be like, well, should we just say fuck it and just do it anyways? But, yeah, I understand why we wouldn't.
Yeah. I took that Cole beat. I took January 28th, and I did that one of the ads over it. I mean I haven't gotten no emails or nothing yet.
I got the Go Roses beat over mine on the NFL pod that I do. So I mean, that's what I'm like.
Yeah.
If it ain't blowing up, like, we ain't got nothing to worry about. I see even like bigger podcasts do big rock and roll songs, like, they ain't got no complaints. Yeah. So I don't know, we'll see. My sleeper, since nobody's made it their sleeper, I will. Did I by Benny the Butcher, that should drop last week.
Yeah,
it's incredible. I'm ready for his album to come out because I don't think he's really missed yet. But
nope.
Yep. That's my sleeper.
All right, man. We'll talk next week because we ain't got shit else to do. So we'll be right back here.
Yo, for real.
We gotta talk when Party drops out.
Oh, we got to. We got to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm anticipating that one.
Yeah, me too.
All right, till next time. I'll talk to y'all boys later.
Alrighty,
fam. Peace.
Peace.